From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. At a ceremony in Paris on Monday, French President François Hollande bestowed the Legion of Honor, France's highest decoration, on a British citizen and three Americans who subdued a heavily armed gunman aboard a high-speed train on Friday. Lisa Bryant has the story.
Monsieur Alexander Skaratos.
French President François Hollande pinned the medals on the polo shirts of Americans Spencer Stone, Alex Skaratos, and Anthony Sadler, and on the suit of Briton Chris Norman.
Voilà, quatre hommes.
The fort not only saved their own lives, Mr. Hollande said, but also avoided a tragedy, a massacre aboard the high-speed train from Amsterdam that carried more than 500 people. The French president also saluted the other passengers who helped to raise the alarm and subdue gunman Ayoub El Hazani, who the president described as a terrorist. French counterterrorism officials continue to question Hazani, a 26-year-old Moroccan known to intelligence services in three countries for links to radical Islam and who may have traveled to Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye Monday publicly demanded that North Korea make amends for recent provocations, as ongoing high-level inter-Korean talks seem unable to reach a diplomatic settlement to avert war on the peninsula. We need a clear apology and measures to prevent a recurrence of these provocations and tense situation. Otherwise, this government will take the appropriate steps and continue its loudspeaker broadcast, said President Park at a meeting of her top aides. The emergency talks taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village on the inter-Korean border began Saturday, shortly after Pyongyang issued deadline expired for Seoul to halt cross-border audio broadcasts into the north or face military attacks. The negotiations have now continued for 3 days without any sign of progress. Asian stock markets closed down sharply Monday, and Europe markets followed the course in morning trading, continuing a global slide that saw U.S. markets drop 3% Friday. China Shanghai Exchange ended the day down nearly 8.5% as investors watched to see what action Beijing might take. The fall in markets across the globe in recent days is keyed mainly by a fear about a Chinese economy that is slowing more than had been expected. Japan's Nikkei lost 4.6% Monday for its lowest close in 6 months. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 4.9%. Other markets in the Pacific region were also down sharply. Meanwhile, markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt all opened at least 2.5% lower. Democratic U.S. Senator Harry Reid has expressed his support for the agreement the United States and five other nations reached with Iran to limit the country's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. In a statement Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Reid called the deal the best path to stop Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. His support makes it less likely that Republicans in Congress will be able to muster enough votes to block the agreement, which they and Israel criticize as leaving Iran with too much of a nuclear program while unlocking billions of dollars. Reid said part of his support for the deal lies in what he called the lack of any viable alternative put forth by those who oppose it. Congress will focus on the Iran nuclear deal when it returns from recess September 8th. U.S. President Barack Obama is continuing his focus on cleaning up the country's energy production with a keynote address Monday at a summit in Las Vegas. The event comes as Mr. Obama returns from a two-week vacation with a number of important issues facing him in the next few months, including working to push the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program through a skeptical Congress. But with the world trying to clinch a binding agreement to address climate change by the end of the year, the president has been working on reforms at home to cut carbon emissions. Organizers have postponed protests planned for Monday in Lebanon's capital, a day after demonstrations against the government ended in violent clashes with security forces. The so-called You Stink campaign announced on Facebook that a protest set for Monday evening in Beirut would not go on and that organizers needed to reevaluate their demands. They planned to hold a news conference to further explain that situation. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.